You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is up, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wiltfong, editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron. You can also catch me on my other podcast that I co-host along with Jeff Berkus, Bear in Balance. We drop that every Tuesday morning on the podcast channel, but if you keep your eyes peeled, we actually record that on Monday night on YouTube, so be looking out for that. We record that live, kind of get a sneak peek there, but man, Bears Sunday hosting the Detroit Lions. This is a game, you know, on paper that they have a great shot of winning, but you know, games aren't played on paper, and this Lions team has played tough. I mean, they're 0-3, but they look tough. You know, they kind of have taken on the personality of their head coach, Dan Campbell, kind of old school kind of guy. And, you know, the Lions are going to be a tougher out than most Bears fans thought when this game was announced on the schedule. But the Bears, they got to bounce back. That Browns game was rough. But the best thing about the Lions game is there is no Myles Garrett. There is no Clowney. You know, so that defense that the Bears are going to be facing, they have no one-man wrecking crew over there like the Bears have faced two of the first 3 weeks with Aaron Donald week one, and then, of course, with Garrett week three. So it should be a good game. And the nice thing about this week also is the Bears are getting a little healthier. For the first time all year, the Bears should have Eddie Goldman. He is not on the injury report this week. I'm not going to say he's not going to be held out because – you know, he was questionable last week after practicing all week, and the Bears decided to hold him out last minute. But I honestly think that there's, you know, he's close. You know, he's got to be ready. He's not on the report at all. He was limited early in the week, practiced in full the last couple days. So Eddie Goldman back at nose tackle. And that really sets up their front seven because now you have Hicks, you have Blackson, you have Tonga. These guys can kind of play elsewhere on that line. They don't have to fill in that nose as much. So it's good that they're going to get Goldman back. You know, they're pretty good against the run without him. You know, but he's a big presence in that middle, and the Bears are lucky to have him back. So hopefully he stays healthy, and then we can have this defense as close to full health as possible. But there are some more injuries this week, and I'm going to run through them now here. They have one guy listed as out. That's Joel Iwebunye. He hasn't practiced all week, and the Bears tried to hold him out this week. And, you know, I'm okay with it. You know, it's the Bears special teams has been pretty good this year. You know, preseason, rough. I mean, those guys were not able to cover anything. Kicks, punts, both coverage units were just horrendous. You know, but once they set the final 53, you know, once they kind of have the bottom of the depth chart guys figured out, they all kind of found their roles on the third phase. And I thought they had been pretty good this year for the Bears. So, you know, they'll be missing Iggy, of course, but, you know, they got a lot of experienced special teamers there, and they should be fine on their special teams. Doubtful for the Bears this week, safety Tayshawn Gibson Sr. Hamstring, he missed last week's game. Honestly, I don't see him playing this week. There's just no point. I mean, Deion Bush filled in for him last week, and I thought he was fine. He may have, you know, done enough to where you may want to think about making a switch long term because, you know, the difference in these two isn't as great as you would think from starter to backup. You know, Bush is solid with this defense now for, I think this is his fifth year with the Bears. So he's been around, you know, the coaching staff has a trust level with him. And, you know, with him as a starter, that lets them put DeAndre Houston Carson as their other backup safety. He'll continue in that big nickel, sub package, dime roll, kind of come in there a little bit. So I kind of like what the Bears have going on in the back end at the safety spot with Gibson out. I'm okay with that. You know, if they had some other injuries back there, you know, it might be an issue, but, you know, with Gibson, the guy gone, I think they're okay. Also questionable for the Bears, Khalil Mack. He's playing. I mean, he's been questionable, you know, several times throughout his Bears career. He's a guy that where if he practices a little bit on that Friday and he was limited on Friday, he's playing. 99% of the time he's playing, and I can't see him missing this game. He was held out last game for a little bit. I think he got hurt in the first half. He kind of came back. He looked like he was pretty sore, but he ended up, you know, going back in. He had a second sack, you know, after the injury. So I think Khalil Mack, foot injury, questionable. He'll be out there. He's a warrior. He's not going to miss this game. The Bears also have Xavier Crawford, cornerback, back injury, questionable. He may not be active just because, you know, with a back questionable, he's a bottom of the depth chart guy. Last week they made Artie Burns inactive. So maybe this week they let Burns stay on the roster and it'll give Crawford the week off. Also questionable for the Bears is Darnell Mooney. He's been questionable all year with that groin injury. It has not stopped him from playing yet, and I don't see it stopping him this week either. He did practice all week, albeit limited. Darnell Mooney, he's a gamer. I don't think he'll miss. Like I said, questionable all year so far with that groin. And maybe one of those things where it just may kind of linger and you want to just be cautious with him during the week in practice, make sure he's fine. Maybe at some point we'll see that kind of that disappear from the injury report. Then, of course, there's one more injured Bear who's questionable, and that is Andy Dalton with that bone bruise on his knee. You know, there's been some video floating around out there from the beat writers. And his knee still does look a little gingery. He's not really able to put all the weight on there. The few clips they've showed, he's not really moving as like you want to see him move. Most people think he's going to be out. I can't see him playing. But, of course, in typical Matt Nagy Bears fashion, they're going to be really coy about it. They're not going to announce the starter. Probably take it to game day. I think it may leak out before then. You never know. According to the Bears, they have no idea who's starting. Justin Fields had his presser on Friday. He said he's not sure if he's starting or not. Wink, wink. Come on. We all know who's starting. The team knows. They've been prepping all week. You know, they may have had an inkling that Dalton could go early, but if it didn't heal up, if they're not really, really sure he can play, they're giving Fields those number one reps. It'll be Justin Fields against the Lions. But as I say that, make sure you guys do check Windy City Gridiron, because if there is a last-minute injury update, we'll, of course, update the site. This podcast is being recorded on Friday night. The final injury report comes out Friday afternoon. So if there's any news on Saturday, I'm not going to have a new pod recorded, but I will update the site immediately. You know, so one of us will update the injury article. And if it's a big news guy like Dalton, we'll probably put a standalone article on there for you guys to let you know what's going on with the Bears injuries. That is it as far as the Bears injuries go. So before I jump over to the Lions side of things, let you know who's injured on that team. You know, make sure you guys are scrolling back through the podcast channel, because you do not want to miss our official podcast preview show, which is Bears Over Beers. This week, JB and EJ had guest Kent Lee Platt, Math Bomb on Twitter, Lions fan. Really good stuff. Really good show. I just had actually heard that a little earlier today. And those guys always do a great job, and it's a nice element bringing in a guy that really knows the opposition. So that's kind of cool to get that perspective. And then also make sure you scroll back a little further. Bill Zimmerman's Bears banter, phenomenal this week. He had Jim Miller on there, ex-Chicago Bears quarterback. He's on Fox. He's on SiriusXM. He's a national guy. He's a local guy. He kind of does it all. But he knows quarterbacks. So he broke down Justin Fields' game against the Browns. He broke down Matt Nagy's offense against the Browns. He broke down the O-line. He did a really good job talking about all that ailed the Bears O in that Cleveland game. And he was honest. And some I know some Bears fans want to put blame in one particular spot, but Mills he kind of told the whole picture, and it was not a pretty game from the Bears offense at all. So make sure you check that out as well. So let's jump here into the Lions. And before I get into the injury report, let me tell you really quick, in case you guys aren't following the Lions very close, let me kind of tell you some guys that you will not be seeing for sure. They're on IR. Starting left tackle Taylor Decker got hurt a couple weeks back. He's on IR. And that means the rookie Penei Sewell out of Oregon is the starting left tackle now. And I loved his college tape. You know, he has a lot of promise at that left tackle spot. He seems more comfortable there as well. So, you know, the Lions got a good one. You know, of course, rookie offensive linemen, they tend to struggle here and there. So we'll see how he does match up against the re-energized Robert Quinn for the Bears. Lions also missing Deshaun Hand, big defensive end out of Alabama. He's on IR. And one more guy I want to tell you about is Jeff Okuda, Ohio State first-round draft pick a couple years ago. He is on IR again this year. And now let's jump into their actual injury report this week. It's a little smaller than the Bears. They only have four guys on it, and they have one guy listed as out. Outside linebacker Trey Flowers, veteran edge guy. He doesn't give you huge sack numbers, but he's kind of reminds me a little bit of Pernell McPhee. Bears fans might recall him. Good against the run. He'll get some pressures, get the occasional sacks and bunches, you know, but he's out. So that's definitely going to hurt that defense. But other than that, they have three guys. They're all questionable. All starters, Michael Brockers, shoulder, defensive end. Romeo Okwara, outside linebacker, questionable with a shoulder. DeAndre Swift, running back, questionable with a groin. But here's the thing about these three guys. They've been on their injury list all year. Same ailments, same questionable designation each week, but they always play. So from what I understand, those three guys are just, again, kind of like Mooney is for the Bears. A little banged up. They're really easy on them during the week. But expect to see Brockers, Okwara, and Swift all playing on Sunday against the Bears at Soldier Field. It is a noon kickoff. And like I said, it should be a game the Bears can win. We'll see what happens here. I know at the site, all of us except one of our writers picked the Bears to win this week. I'm not going to call out the one dissenter here, but you know, all of us got the Bears. One of us went with the Lions, so let's hope that Sam Householder is the one who's going to be wrong this week. So that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Another short and sweet injury report here this week. Make sure you guys all follow me on Twitter at WiltFongJR. And until next week's game, bear down, my friends.